Folks, not only are the WNBA playoffs off and running, we already have a semifinal set. Our guest played ball at K-State. She's a hoops analyst, a podcast host, like a longtime friend of our program, Jackie Powell, a writer for The Next. On Twitter, her handle is at Missy Heidrich. Also try at The Next Hoops. Missy Heidrich, great having you. How's life there in Kansas City?
Well, it is great. We've got a beautiful day here, and we're in the middle of a hotbed of basketball upon us, hopefully soon here in the college game. But if you're a Chiefs fan, everybody's happy in Kansas City right now because they're 3-0 and looking pretty good.
So I love that. As somebody who played in the mid-90s, I think about when you started, the options to play ball after college were mainly overseas. But when you left the Little Apple, there had only been 15 NCAA women's tournaments. I'm just curious, what strikes you about the growth of the college game, be it the level of skill, athleticism, or coverage since you left K-State?
Well, it's just been astronomical, Steve, and I think you see it in all levels. You know, we see how the game has grown at the AAU level and how it has become, that's the hotbed of it, and how that had become, it wasn't anything like that when I was growing up. There wasn't that type of circuit. Now kids can get on that circuit at 12, 13, 14 years old and be seen. The skill level, the development, the resources available, that's what's grown it. And then you talk about the rise of what the college game has done, the professional ranks, what we've seen on the international stage, which you see showcased in something like the 2024 Summer Olympics, it's been a progression. And I'm always one of those people where I say, you know what, we've come a long way. I think there is always still room to continue to do things, but the game is elevated. And I give credit to a lot of trailblazers of people before me, during my time, after, laid the groundwork for the Caitlin Clarks and the Angel Reeses and the Sabrina Nescus, who are just killing it at the professional level now. That wouldn't have happened without some of the people that came before them. But we've got to continue to ride this wave, and we got to continue to promote the stories and the people that make it happen.
You know, 26 years ago, obviously, the birth of the WNBA, and, you know, we saw the horror of Brittany Griner used as a political pawn, and now the recent, I guess I want to call it upgraded collective bargaining agreement, which has seen a decent rise in salaries, charter travel. How important is that, Missy, that players have a chance to earn more here and not have to seek opportunity outside the U.S.?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, you have to go back just a few years ago. If you remember, there was the instance with Diana Taurasi, who actually sat out a season with the Phoenix Mercury because the team that was paying her overseas was paying her so much more money, they didn't want her to play a WNBA year.
Right.
So we have flipped the switch, and I think that's good. Now, all of these players and all of the people in conjunction with the Players Association will tell you that they are far from what they believe is the value. And that value and that worth, as now we're seeing with things like television partners and what that looks like for the WNBA as a whole, that's got to be a trickle down effect. They have to continue to supplement those salaries. But the key, I think, is that these franchises are making the commitment to facilities, to the ability to have their players stay in the States year round so that they can train, so that they can work out. They didn't have that before. So not only were they looking and needing to make more money as a player to go overseas, but they didn't really have a lot of places for them to go to be able to work on their craft. They may have been able to go back to their colleges and be on their campuses or find a personal trainer that they had individually, maybe in their hometown. But now all of a sudden the franchises themselves are saying, hey, we have a facility. We've got the resources. We want you here. We want you working out with our player development people, with our strength folks, with our health and wellness. This is one-stop shopping all of a sudden at the professional level. which we've seen in other sports and in other places, and now it's in the WNBA.
Talking with Missy Heidrick of the Next Hoops, we got to talk about Caitlin, and I want to start with her pro career, and I get the viewer numbers really started at Iowa, carried over, many tuned in to see her ball out, but I kind of have a theory here. For those who were kind of first-timers, they tuned in and they were like, huh, Breanna Stewart, Asia, so many brilliant players, and we're like, wow, I've been missing out. You think that kind of makes sense to where however you got the eyeballs, you got them, and now people are captivated by so much more than Caitlin?
Well, 100%. And I think you saw that, during her time at Iowa in the NCAA tournament and the growth of the game and of the college game. And that has transcended and that has moved on as she's gone to the Fever. I think the thing about Caitlin Clark that a lot of folks haven't always been able to grasp is that we see the shooting, we see, the magnificent numbers and the long range threes from logos. But the fact is that she's a student of the game. She's got a very high basketball IQ. She's always been a great passer. So she was going to get her teammates involved. You think about the growth of a player like Aaliyah Boston from her last year to this year and what that looks like for this Indiana team. The growth of a player like Lexi Hall, who was just sort of pedestrian maybe in her first couple seasons in the pros. Now all of a sudden she's a true role player in the WNBA because you have a facilitator. You've got somebody that is making things happen. So Caitlin Clark is not only raising the bar for her own franchise, but yes, there have been eyeballs and more people have drawn interest and they have seen it. And if you thought that Asia Wilson was a well-kept secret or if nobody knew about Sabrina Ionescu outside of the Oregon Duck community, well, I think now a lot more people do. And that's only an added benefit as we continue to see the growth of the women's game.
And she's now big friends with Spike Lee, which in New York, we know how much that matters.
There you go. You always have to have, you got to have buddies. You always have got a good friend and have a wingman. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No way. Something else I think is important because we live in such divisive times, some trying to make more of physical play, maybe Caitlin's rivalry with Angel, the recent nonsense with Dejounte Carrington, but knowing the eyeballs on her and in some way the responsibility it carries, how impressed have you been how she's just been unyielding in making it about hoops and not the phony melodrama?
I think she learned that during her time at Iowa. We saw the high-intensity kid and the high expectations. I think that's the one thing as you make a transition from a collegiate athlete into a professional. This is your job. This is all you do now, right? You don't have to worry about class. You don't have to worry about community service projects that the coaches set up for the team to do on a Saturday morning. You're a professional, and you got to carry yourself like that as well. And I think that through her own experiences and coming up, all of the attention that has been on her from the media, social media, etc., as a college player, you then have to say, you know what, this is what I got to do. And you're a rookie, so you just got to put your head down, and you got to get to work. And what they needed in Indiana was they needed a reset of that work ethic and of a team and creating a cohesive unit. And that was not going to happen overnight. So therefore, you got to have people that are willing just to get in the trenches and do the work. And I think that's the one thing about Clark is that she's going to work. She's going to play hard all the time, 40 minutes, no matter what. And that spreads. And that type of culture and climate that you build for your franchise is critical. I think the game itself is a physical game. Basketball is a physical sport. So we all have to be able to grasp that and deal with it as a player individually. You just have to be able to stay within yourself. And again, I'm a rookie. No matter how many people are watching me or how many awards I get or how many interviews I do, I still just got to do the work. And with that said, I think she's done a very good job, and it's really helped to reset what they needed there in Indiana.
Talking with Missy Heidrick of the Next Hoops, I'm a lifelong New York fan. I was born and raised there, so I love the Liberty. But what we just saw from Asia Wilson this regular season, the scoring and the rebounding records, the unanimous MVP. But Missy, what struck me is the how. You mentioned work ethic, how hard she's worked to get better. But what's the first thing when she's talking about what she just accomplished? She always defers to her teammates, the fans, her sincerity. What about, I guess, the level of class and humility we get from her, literally the best player in the game?
Well, I think it really, that starts with sort of the unit and the core that they have built there in Las Vegas. You know, when she came into the league, was drafted there, you go play for a person like Becky Hammond, and they set the tone. She's been a coach that has said, we're going to win with defense. We're going to shut people down. You got to embrace it. You got to really want to do that. And for someone like Asia Wilson, sometimes you got to park that ego at the door. And then you also look at the people around you and you think about that culture and that core that they've built and that they've played together and they've got to know each other so well on and off the floor. I think that's what's helped them be so good. And it's what has brought them WNBA titles. But to me, I think the thing about Wilson that I have loved to watch over the last couple of years, you saw it in the Olympics on display there. You see it every night when you watch her play. She's just consistent. You know, I mean, the numbers are fantastic, but the consistency doesn't always happen. You know, you can have an off night, but her off night is a mild double-double that some would say would be pedestrian, right? Other nights, she's just off the charts. So I love the consistency factor. And I think the thing, too, is that her game has become diversified. You can't just settle to be one thing, that she's been able to be that person that not only sets the screen in the pick and roll, but she takes the screens now. And she can catch that ball at 15, 16 feet, and you have no chance of stopping her one-on-one. When she wants to get to the rim, she's going. She also, which is a lot like Caitlin Clark, which I've always thought that is makes her one of the best guards ever, is that Asia Wilson doesn't stand still. She's always moving. She's moving without the basketball. She's looking to find space. She's looking to find a place in which she can operate, whether it's on the short corner, low block, high post, get touches and go. That type of ethic, that type of movement without the ball, so difficult to teach.
Talking with Missy Heidrick of The Next, you know, a year ago, I think everybody was counting down to New York and Vegas in the finals. Now we get it in the semis, and you want to talk about star power. I mean, I think of Sabrina and Kelsey from their Washington Oregon days, Jonquil, Chelsea Gray, Liberty chasing that first title. How compelling is this series?
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic. I mean, it starts on Sunday. And I've been really impressed with New York. You know, I think this entire WNBA season has been really interesting. You know, obviously there was the break because of the Olympics. And I think for some people, you know, that was obviously the players that were in the Olympics. They didn't get that time. Some other teams did. You get more practice time. You get some more reps. People get rested. But when you looked at the standings heading into the playoffs, you know, the Liberty lost 8 games. I mean, a year ago, we were talking about Vegas and some of these that, you know, they were not even close to losing that many. You know, we got double-digit losses for the Lynx, who finished second. You got 12 losses for the Sun. The Aces had 13 losses this season. That would have been unspeakable a year ago. But I think so we're seeing more parity within the league, and I think that's a result of these franchises knowing and understanding they've got to get young talent. They've got to take some of these top college players. They got to find a place for them on their roster. They can no longer cut draft picks. You've got to find a place for them because they are the next generation, the next evolution of your league. But I do love this Vegas-New York matchup. I think that there's a lot of intrigue. I think it's very much going to be about the guards. And, you know, we know that Stewart's going to get what she wants from New York. Asia Wilson's going to do what she wants. But I think some of your X factors have to be Kelsey Plum for the Aces. And then it's got to be Enescu for New York.
You know, I want to close with that because I've been accused of being a Sabrina geek.
As an Oregon, come on. I don't believe you, Steve. I don't believe it.
My wife used to say, you're so hard to shop for. Now I get the Sabrina sneakers, the T-shirts, the hoodie. and I don't have to tell you the privilege we had for 4 years, her competitive nature, her class. What about her performance, I guess, last night to clinch the Dream Series and after the injury, just the kind of pro and now Olympian she's become?
Well, that's it. I mean, she's a pro. And I always thought, as a college player, I mean, one of the most well-rounded, all-around players in the women's game, no doubt about it. When you think about the triple-doubles that she had at her time in Oregon and how she not only facilitated for teammates, but how she could just score at will. And when she needed to put a team on her back and get a W, she could do that. And that was what powered that Oregon program for so many years. I think she's been the same thing as a pro. Very no-nonsense, cool, calm, collected. There isn't much that bothers her. She might have a quote-unquote off-shooting night, but then when she needs to step up, she does. And she goes for 36 and puts this team into the semifinals last night. I just think it's been about a player that understood their craft. And I always kind of think about it like it's not necessarily like keeping up with the Joneses mentality. You know, like, I don't have to be the best at everything, but I know as a player, this is where I have the best opportunity for success. And that's what Sabrina Nescu did in college. And she's carried that over and developed her game, whether it's a role player in the Olympics or it's being the put all my eyes get her the basketball. She's got to have the ball in her hands for the New York Liberty.
Folks, she's Missy Heidrich. You got to check out the next hoops. You can keep up with Missy on Twitter. Use the handle at Missy Heidrich. Also, at the next hoops. The coverage is terrific. Missy, great connecting. I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to many more conversations, and next time we'll maybe gear it towards college as the season arrives.
Well, that sounds fantastic. It is just right around the corner. I'm actually working on my top 25 preview for the next on the college side. That's where I spend most of my time is in the college space. And so I am blasting through rosters and information and trying to figure it out. There's a lot of puzzle pieces, but I think it's going to be yet another fantastic year of women's college basketball.
I'm looking forward to it. Again, thanks so much for joining us. You and yours be well.
Well, thanks, Steve. You too.
All right, take care.